Top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chaleos with your daily coronavirus update. The Utah Health Department reporting nearly 3,400 new coronavirus cases since Friday. School-aged children account for 652 of those newly announced cases. The rolling 7-day average for positive tests is 1,456 per day. Nearly 17,000 people have received a COVID shot since Friday, and 24,866 people have tested for the virus. There are 577 people currently hospitalized, and 17 more people have died from COVID-19. Pfizer says its vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11. ABC's Eva Pilgrim has the latest.
This news comes as hospitals are seeing a record number of cases of pediatric admissions, with some hospitals running out of ICU beds. As hospitals see these upticks, the debate over COVID policies in schools rages on. If this is approved, almost every K-12 student in the country will be eligible to get vaccinated.
Pfizer says they will seek emergency use authorization in the coming weeks. But how will this impact Utah students? KSL News Radio's Mary Richards takes a look.
The Pfizer study needs to be peer-reviewed, and then their findings go over to the FDA. Then Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare talks about the next steps.
We just have to make sure everybody is educated, knows how to do this, gets the system set up. So it should be end of October, towards the beginning of November, that it would be there and available at your pediatric office or pharmacy to get this for the kids.
Dr. Sheffield spoke to KSL's David Dujanovic show. The Utah Department of Health told us they are ready to distribute the two doses to kids when they're given the green light. They're waiting to get the recommendations and authorizations that come with this. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is again insisting that the administration isn't rushing the rollout of COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for the general population.
The advisory committee is meeting on Thursday. We've seen some recommendations that we felt was a step forward in providing more protection to people across the country, and we'll wait for that process to play out. Our objective and our role is to ensure we have the capacity, the number of shots to provide them to the American people.
Psaki also says President Biden will get a booster shot on camera when that happens. COVID-19 is now the nation's deadliest pandemic. It has now killed more people in the U.S. than the Spanish flu did in 1918. Johns Hopkins, which is keeping track of the death toll, says the country has now surpassed 675,000 deaths from COVID-19. Of the 1,900 or so daily deaths from the coronavirus, most are among the unvaccinated. With your coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.